For the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, Burma is an increasingly difficult issue as international pressure mounts against its government. But Burma's military, in power for over 40 years, shows no signs of allowing major political reform. And ASEAN states are divided over Burma, which joined the group in 1997. Malaysia, the Philippines, Indonesia and Thailand have pressed Burma to speed up reforms. Others, such as Vietnam and Laos, both one-party states, are more reticent to push for change. Thailand's interim Prime Minister, Suryut Chalanot, a retired general, says Burma's military needs to set a clear time frame on political reform. The Thai interim government, installed after a bloodless coup in September, says it will hold national elections by the end of 2007.
For Thailand, we have a timeline to draft our new constitution and move on the path to democracy. But for the Burmese, we don't see any indications on the timeline yet. So we have to be very careful.
3 years ago, Burma's government announced a plan of gradual changes, eventually leading to elections. But so far, only modest progress has been seen, and the National Convention drafting a new constitution has yet to complete its task. The US and European Union have imposed economic sanctions on Burma and called on it to improve human rights and release political prisoners, especially opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi. In September, Burma was listed for debate at the UN Security Council. John Bolton, the US ambassador to the UN, calls Burma a threat to international peace and security because of the rising number of Burmese citizens displaced from their homes, as well as drug and human trafficking over Burma's borders. Sunai Pasuk, a Thai representative for US-based Human Rights Watch, thinks the UN debate will add pressure on ASEAN.
Given the upcoming possible action in the UN Security Council, ASEAN's common credibility is now at risk, because if Burma cannot improve their behavior in the near future, the entire ASEAN community will have to face growing pressure from international community as well.
Despite international protests, ASEAN allowed Burma to join, and the group's officials argued that membership would encourage reform. Instead, the Burmese government continues to detain most opposition leaders and has toughened controls on international aid organizations. Debbie Stoddard, spokeswoman for the Alternative ASEAN Network, thinks the group may gain some leverage over Burma. ASEAN is preparing a new charter, which, among other things, is expected to call for promoting democracy and protecting human rights.
For most human rights activists in ASEAN, we are counting on the fact that the discussions on the ASEAN Charter will be an opportunity to ensure that Burma is very much high on the agenda.
A Burmese pro-democracy advocate, Nguyen Ung, from the ASEAN Network for Free Elections, notes that while ASEAN will not press very hard on Burma, it did not stand in the way of this year's debate at the United Nations.
It is hard to expect that ASEAN will be more actively involved in solving the Burmese problem, but they are not giving any protection to Burma in terms of the UN level.
Several experts say that ASEAN leaders are not likely to push publicly on Burma at their annual summit being held in the Philippines. What is more, the analysts fear that rising international pressure, especially from the West, will drive Burma closer to China. Burma does considerable trade with China, selling timber and other natural resources that China's booming economy needs. Experts say that as long as China trades with Burma, the military government may be able to withstand pressure to change for years. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.